Likutei Halachos, we dedicate the learning today, Le'ilu Nishmas, Meir B'Reb Shol, whose yahrzeit is today, on Ches Elul, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Malki Ida Bas Reb Meir, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, on Shabbos, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Yenta Fradel Bas Reb Yishuaye, Harini Kaporas Mishkova. And we dedicate the learning for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, B'Soich Shachar Yisrael. We're continuing where we left off, in middle of paragraph Ches, the sub-paragraph, Ke'ikar Bi'as Ha'odom Lezeh Ho'ilam. When Rav Nosson Zal begins a paragraph like this, the person has to be so elated. He's going to explain what the purpose, what we're doing in this world. And he gives a very clear explanation time and time again throughout Likutei Halachos, said a person, there are many people he asks, why are we here? That's a good question. I never really thought about that. Or I did think about it, and I don't. We're here to learn Torah. It's true. And then what? And what's that going to do? And, you know, et cetera. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ikar bias ha'odom lozeh ho'ilam hayo bishul zeh. The main reason why Hashem sent us down to this world is for this purpose. Kedei sheyadbia v'yorim es hamokoyim lebechinas lamalam en hamokoyim. That we should elevate the physical to the spiritual. We should elevate mokim, space, to lemala min hamokim, to above the concept of space, which is Hashem. Ki Hashem yisborach tzimtzem es atzmoy kaviyochel kedei shiyah mokim lebriyas olam kemoi shemavur be'etz chayim betchilosoy. Because as the Arizal explains, in the beginning of his forum, where he introduces the whole topic of Yiddishkeit and Kabbalah, he tells us that originally, there was only Hashem, infinite Hashem. In order for there to be a creation, Kaviyochel Hashem had to shrink himself, to constrict himself, to make room for the Bria to take place. Kedei livrei ha'olam. And why did he do it? So what did he need the world for? Bishvil Yisrael, sheyakiru v'yedu oisoi, bozeh ha'olam daika. He created the whole world, 15 billion people for the sake of Klal Yisrael, which is 1/1000th or 1/50000th of the whole world. And all the trees and the plants and the rivers, everything was created for the sake of Klal Yisrael, so that we should come to recognize Hashem and to respect Hashem from this world, from this physical world, this materialistic world. Shehu tachlis hamokon. This world is the epitome of Gashmias, of place. The Iker Hashlemus, Lohoshiv Hakoel, Lemokor Shenechzevu Misham. And the real perfection of everything is to return everything to where it was originally taken from. It's brought that all of our neshamos were carved out, Mitachas Kisei Akovoy. The tikkun is to be able to get back up there. So a person would say, then, what's the purpose? I was there originally. Why didn't they just leave us there? Why did they have to send us down here to go back up there? There's a lot written about this. One of the simplest explanations is the fact that the Gemara says that when a person has something for free, they can't enjoy it fully. The Gemara says, "Man do'ochel de'lav dilei bohis listakulei bi'ape." A person who's eating something that's not theirs, something that somebody gave them for free, they could enjoy it at best 90%, 95%. Whereas if a person feels that they worked for something and they earned it, they deserve it to a degree, then they could enjoy it completely. Then, and Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael was that He didn't want us to have a 95% pleasure. He wanted the pleasure, the Olam Haba, to be Bishleimus. So He created this whole world with Bechira, with everything, everything, so that we're tested, and a person has to put in certain effort, and even that effort comes from Hashem. Everything comes. So then I don't get it. Hashem is doing it to Himself. There's a lot of things we don't understand completely, but the answer is yes. There's still some element of us putting in some kind of effort to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to avoid sins, to avoid chas v'shalom doing the wrong things. And then when a person is zeicher to get Olam Haba Gan Eden in that way, then the Gan Eden, the pleasure, can be b'shleimus. So our purpose is lohoshiv hamokoyim l'sharosho lebechinas lamala me'mokoyim, to return this physical world, the gashmi, the mokoyim, to return it and connect it to lamala min hamokoyim, which is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כי השם יסבורך המשיך וברו עשה אוילם מאין לייש. Because all the Sfarim tell us that Hashem created the world from nothing, from complete nothing, meaning nothing begash, nothing gashmi, into yesh, into something. Yesh means somethingness. Milamala mehamokoim lebechinas mokoim. Hashem made the bria. It started out from lemalam and amokoim. It started out from Hashem, who is lemalam and amokoim, and from that Hashem created mokoim and zman. Kedei sheyisnase v'yitzarev ha'odom al yedei zeh. And the purpose is so that we human beings should be able to be tested in this environment. Hashem had to create a scenario like this, a complex in which a person should find themselves, and now there's tests. Now there's good and bad, there's emes and sheker, and there's all kinds of different variations of it. Al yedei sheyovoi bebechinas yeshus, bebechinas mokoyim, by us human beings coming into a place of yeshus, of gashmius, of physicality and place. Sheshom kol hanisyonos shel ha'odom. It's within this arena, this ballpark of gashmius, this olam hagashmi, which is mokoyim, that we could be tested, that we could go through this whole process. Dahainu bozer ha'olam hagashmi, shehu tachles ha'mokoyim, which is the epitome of mokoyim. U'kishezoyche lamoy benisoyon, and when a person is zoyche to withstand the tests here, with taivas achila, with taivas noshim, with all the taivas mom and all the different taivas, ulekadesh esatzmoy koroi, and a person is zoyche to elevate himself to holiness, the way we're supposed to, azai hu mekadesh es hamokoyim. By doing that, not only do we make ourselves holy, we make the place that we're in holy. Ubechol mokoyim sheyesh kedusha, muet machzik samaruba. And wherever there is holiness, there is this concept of something little that can hold something much bigger. Vechol ma shakedusha gavoya yoser, and the higher the kedusha, Kain bechinas muot machzik samaruba gavoy yoser. You have a higher level of muot machzik samaruba, as we explained in the previous year, that you have Eretz Yisrael, where it says that Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim, a person never complained that they didn't have room, they didn't have a place to sleep. Yerushalayim isn't the biggest city in the world. How many people? No problem. There's room for everybody. Then we go to the Beis Hamikdash, and we're told that during the Yomim Tovim, all of Klal Yisrael would come into the Beis Hamikdash, and they had place to bow down. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? If you put little sticks in, you couldn't fit a million sticks in. How could they even fit in there? The Gemara says, you're right. One plus one is not two in the Beis Hamikdash. One plus one could be 2 billion. In Ruchnius, it doesn't have to take up space at all. Once you go to such a high Kedusha. And then we're told that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there it was completely Laman Menamokoyim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20, and the Kruvim were 10 by 10. And where did the Oren go? The Oren was in the middle. Where's the middle? There is no middle. You're right, there's no middle. That's where the Oren was. It was in zero space. This is above our concept of understanding. Ad sheyizke letachles hakedusha, until the person is zeichet to reach the highest level of holiness that they can. Lebechinas muot machzik samaruba betachles hashleimus, to achieve the highest level possible of muot machzik samaruba. Ad sheyizke al yidei zeh lalois mehamokoyim lebechinas lamalam mehamokoyim, to the point where the person will be zeichet to go up from this physical world, to go up to Olam Haba, to go up to the Kisei Kovod, which is Lamalam and Amokoyim. Meyesh la'ayin, to go from Yesh, this world, which is Yeshus, to Ayin, to nothingness. She'oz yizke l'rav tuv hatsofon. That's when the person will be zochet to that incredible reward that Hashem has hidden away and reserved for us. V'zeh zoichin al yidei ha'Torah. How is a person zochet to all of this? Through the Torah. Asher hi chayenu, that's our life. Liskois al yodo l'chaye ho'ilam, to be zeicha through the Torah, by learning the Torah and fulfilling the Torah, to be zeicha to eternal life, lehi kolel bo yisborach, to become part of Hashem kaviyachol, to be nichlal in Hashem. Any questions?
So our purpose here is to go to heaven?
Our purpose is to get back up to heaven, correct.
So why can't
Exactly. Why can't we just die?
Yeah.
Because then we wouldn't have accomplished the purpose that Hashem wanted. We were in heaven originally. We were there. Hashem does that, but it was free. It was free. We didn't do anything to deserve it.
Just that when we die, the entire middle, it's just like this. So our entire purpose is to go up to heaven.
Our purpose is to go up to heaven properly. Properly. There's two ways to go up to heaven. One way to go up to heaven is Hashem puts a person in Gehenna for a few months, Chas v'Shalom, to burn off all the mud that the person picked up in this world. And another way to go up to heaven is by doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, more and more and more, and then the person goes up to heaven with suitcases. With suitcases. Going on a trip. You go on a trip, you have to have a suitcase. That's the point. Back up to Shemayim. Exactly.
So that means that there was another world before that now we're getting. So it's
The answer is it's a long discussion to know what was before. But before Hashem made this physical world, there were neshamas. There were neshamas. And those neshamas were part of the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem. But still it wasn't shleimus. It wasn't shleimut. Because they didn't do anything to deserve it. That's one of the reasons. There are two major reasons that are given. One is that Hashem loves to give. Hashem loves to give. And if Hashem loves to give, he had to have who to give to, right? If there's only Hashem, who could he give to? That's one reason that's given. And another reason is because Hashem is a melech. And to be a melech, if I go into a room and nobody's there and I say I'm melech, I'm crazy. Who are you melech over? Melech means there has to be people that accept your malchus, right? That are mechabed you, right?
Is that something that we can't really understand? Because that sounds like a need.
Exactly. That's one of the questions that people, so when people hear this, Hashem doesn't need anything. It's true. It's true that Hashem doesn't need, and it's true that kaviyochel Hashem needed. Both are true. Exactly. Hashem needed to create the world. He needed to create the world. Rabbi Nizal has a Torah in chapter 52 in the Kudiman where he speaks about that question going back to the philosophers a little, where they ask the question, is the world Efshari HaMetzius or Chiyuv HaMetzius? Did Hashem have to create the world or was it completely optional? And Rabbi Nizal goes on to say there that they're wrong. They say he didn't have to. But once he created the Jewish neshamos, then he did have to create this whole scenario in which the Jewish neshamos would operate. Go ahead.
Was Hashem knew what always happened to Zion? He didn't really have to create the world.
Exactly. That's a very important point. Hashem knows now what we're going to do tomorrow and what we're going to do 100 years from now. So what do you? So then, how are you telling me that I have a choice to do a good thing or a bad thing if Hashem knows already a year ago what I'm going to do? That's one of the questions that we can't understand now. The question of Yediyah and Bechira. How it's possible that Hashem knows 100% exactly what's going to be, and yet we're told that we have Bechira. Wait, I want to learn a little bit more. Just a second. Never understood how the removing busha from receiving a free gift from above explains anything. Didn't the Creator himself create this busha? So why did he create it in the first place? The answer is we can ask questions and questions and keep asking questions and get nowhere. I mean it seriously. We do not understand this completely. We do not understand this. The Torah, the Gemara, the Zohar HaKadosh Darizal give us some insights, some ideas for it to be able to have a little bit of sense to us. It should make a little bit of sense to us, in a sense. But of course, we do not understand this completely. There's a lot of whys we could say. V'al kein tzrichin lichtoiv oisiyos haTorah b'ksav ala sefer. And this explains the mitzvah of writing the letters of the Torah on parchment, making it physical, making it gashmius. Kedei lohovi es ha-Torah l'toich b'chinas ha-mokoyim. We want to take the Torah, which is ruchnius, the letters of the Torah, which are something spiritual, and we want to bring it into mokoyim, into a physical place, onto this parchment, on this line, and right between these two lines. Vaydeze daiko yizke lehikolel b'hatzadik ha-godol hanal. And through this concept of taking ruchnius and bringing it into mokoyim, and thereby being mekadesh that mokoyim, that's what helps us connect to the great tzaddik, shehu b'chinas bal hachatoytros, the hunchback that we spoke about in the previous shiurim. Because remember, this halacha is based on the last story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the story of the seven betlers, the fifth day of the Sheva Brachos, where the betler looked like he was a hunchback, but he said, I'm not a hunchback, I'm carrying the whole world and all the world's on me. And by a person doing this, by a person bringing ruchnius into mokoyim, and thereby being nichlal in the tzaddik, who is lamalam and who is the haiva, by that we can be zeicher to our level of muat machzikas hamaruba, to the highest level possible. Ad sheyizke lalois lebechilas lamalam amokim agamri, until the person will be zeicher to go up to real lamalam and amokim. Because by bringing the letters of the Torah into physical place, by writing them in a sefer Torah, by doing that, you're bringing kedusha into this physical place. And by doing this, you're elevating that place to a level of muat machzik samarupa of the highest level. And that enables the person, the one who's writing the Torah, to go up to this level of lamala me'amokim, sheshom ho'ilon hakodosh hanam. That's where that holy tree is that Rabbi Nizal spoke about there in Sipurei Maaseiyos. Shehu eitz hachayim, the tree of life. Shehu shoyrish ha-Torah, which is the source from which the Torah draws its light from. Sheshom ikar ha-kibul schar shel kol mekaymei ha-Torah. And that's the place where all those who fulfill the Torah will receive their schar. He's obviously talking about Olam Haba. He's talking about Bina, the sphere of Bina, which is associated with Olam Haba, which we said is above the Torah. The Torah is Tiferes. And the Torah draws its light from what's above it. And this is why the Pasuk says the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Any person who holds on to and upholds the Torah, he magbia v'noisei soisoi eloitz chayim. The Torah will pick him up and lift him up and plug him into the Eitz HaChayim, which is where the Torah draws its light from. Shehu lemala me'amokoyim, which is above the concept of space. Bibichinas, just like the Gemara tells us, oroin noisei es noisov, that the Levim who were carrying the oroin, they were carrying the oroin, and the oroin was carrying them. What do you mean it was carrying them? It means if you looked at their feet, you saw their feet weren't touching the floor. The Oroin actually lifted them up. They were holding the Oroin, and the Oroin was holding them. And that's how they traveled. Miracle, obviously. Paragraph Ches. Gam b'ksiva sefer Torah nichlolim kol ha-shloisha sharoshim anal v'gufan ha-oilon anal. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us, as he did before a few times in different contexts, he's going to show us how the act of writing a sefer Torah pushes all four buttons. The button of Emuna, the button of Yira, the button of Anava, and the button of Emes. A person's connecting to all of those four roots of the tree. Ki ha'oisiyos bi'atzmam hein b'chinas Emuna. The letters themselves represent Emuna. K'mei shekosov Rabbeinu Zal ba'atoyra kartalisa, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 18 in Likudei Moran. Because there's a pasuk, kol mitzvoisecha Emuna. All of the mitzvahs are Emuna. The letters of the Torah, letters, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the four letters of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, correspond to the 10 spheroids. You have the 10 spheroids in the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is Chachma, the Hey is Bina, the Vav is the six spheroids, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoid, and the last Hey is Malchus. Where is the Keser? The Keser is the Koitzoi Shel Yud, that tiny little line attached to the Yud, that's the Keser. So the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei represent the spheroids. The last Hey is Malchus, which is Emunah, which is Emunah. Dovid HaMelech said, Va'ani Tefillah, Tefillah is Emunah. We know that the four components of the Torah, Ta'amim, Nekudais, Tagin, and Oisiyos, the musical notes, the Ta'amim, the Nekudais, the vowels, the Tagin, the crowns on top of those nine letters, and the Oisiyos, correspond to Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Oisiyos is the last one. Oisiyos is that last Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Oisiyos is Malchus. Oisiyos is Emunah. Rabbi Nizal shows this over there in this chapter 18 in Likutei Moran. Utzrichin ha'oisiyos sheyu shleimin. And when you learn Safras, when you learn how to write Sefer Torah, you learn that every letter has to be complete. Every letter has like 10 or 20 different little parts to it. Shelo yechsar koitzo shel yud. And the wording in the Gemara in Halacha is that you're not allowed to be missing even the tiniest drop of the letter. What is the tiniest drop of the letter called? Koitzoi shel yud, that tiny little thin line. V'chein b'chol ois v'ois hakotze ho'achroin hamashlim tmunas ois hu b'chinas yud. And so to any letter in the alphabet that you're writing, writing the letter shin, you're writing the letter dalet, that last droplet of ink that completes the letter is like a yud. It's like the letter yud. The yud is a dot. It's a little dot, that kind of thing. So what's mashlin every letter is a yud, which is kemoishimavura batora katalisa, as Rabbi Nizal speaks about this over there in Torah Yud Ches and Likutei Moran. The yud hi bechinas anova. The letter yud represents humility. Why? Ki yud ktanu shebo isyos. Because the letter yud is the smallest one of all the letters in the aleph base. Bechinas tachlis anova. The epitome of humility. V'alkein hayud merameses al olam haba. And that's why the Gemara tells us in Menachos that the letter Yud represents olam haba. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, ki beko Hashem tzur olamim. Hashem created worlds, plural, two worlds, with Yud and Hey. The Gemara says Hashem created this world, the physical world, with the letter Hey, and He created olam haba with the letter Yud. And there's a few reasons for that. Ki ikar ta'anug v'chaye olam haba lo yekablu ki'im alidei b'chinas anova. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah Chaim Nitzchin. Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 72 in the second half of Likutei Moran that the only ones that are going to enjoy olam haba are people who are very humble, people who are like the letter Yud. They're small, they're not big, they're not big shots, they're small shots, people who have anova. That's why Olam Haba is created with letter Yud, to show that to get into Olam Haba, you have to be like the Yud. You have to be small. Anova. Sheho anova shel kol echot, yienech ye betchiyas hameisim, v'yizkel ha'olam haba, ein shom. Rabbi Nizal explains in Likutei Moran that even in a person, the anivas of the person, that's the part that's going to go into Olam Haba. The rest will go somewhere else. It's only the anova, the shiftless of a person, that's what's going to go into Olam Haba. That's what's represented by that letter Yud. Okay, so far we covered Emuna and Anova. Utzrichen lichtod ha-sefer Torah lishmo, l'shem kedusha ha-sefer Torah, l'shem Hashem. And when a sofer is writing a sefer Torah, or even at the end, when people are filling in a letter, the sofer always warns the people, before you write, say l'shem kedusha ha-sefer Torah, L'shem Hashem, I'm writing this for the holiness of the Sefer Torah. The holiness of the Sefer Torah is the names of Hashem. That's what gives it its holiness. V'zeh b'chinas yira. That's associated with yira. K'al yidei shemechavnen l'shem Hashem nimshah yira. Because when a person is thinking about Hashem's name, and when a person says, I'm doing this for Hashem, that brings the person to yira. B'chinas, as it says in the pasuk, leyira es Hashem hanichbod v'hanoira, to fear and respect the holy, the awesome, honorable name of Hashem. So we see that Yira goes together with the Hashem's name. Bechinas, as it says in another pasuk, u'mipnei shmi nichasu. Hashem says, and for because of my name, they're afraid. Nichasu means to be afraid. Vayidezeh chal hakedusha ala sefer Torah. And that's what makes the Sefer Torah holy, the names of Hashem in it, and the respect with which we write the names of Hashem. There are sofers who write a Sefer Torah who go to the mikveh every single time before writing Hashem's name. They have a mikveh close by, and they don't write the name of Hashem without toivling. Because again, Hashem's name is everything. That's such an incredible, awesome level of Kedusha. Ki yira b'chinas kodesh. Because Yira is also synonymous with Kodesh, holy. K'may shekasuv, Yiru es Hashem, Kedoshav. Respect Hashem, you holy ones. We see Yira and Kedusha go together. U'k'may shekasuv, Kel na'arotz besoid Kedoshim, Rabba v'noira al kol sviva. Hashem, who is respected in among the holy ones, awesome are all those who surround him. So Rabbeinu Zal corrected Yira, so he shall Emuna, Anava, and Yira are all related to writing a Sefer Torah. A person who's writing a Sefer Torah is clicking each one of those buttons. Now we come to Emes. Nimsa, we conclude therefore, Shaydeksiva so oisies bishlemus lishma, that by a Sefer writing every letter and making sure to complete every detail of every letter, every yud in every letter, every little line in every letter, and writing it lishma, having in mind Hashem's name, the Kedusha, Yira, that through this, we complete the three Sharoshim, the Emuna, the Anava, and the Yira. Kalidei Ksiva, Soisiois, Nimshach Emuna. By writing the letters, that draws Emuna on the person. Vayidei Shleimu, Soisiois, and by making sure to complete every single letter, nimshach anava. That's how a person draws anava, humbleness on themselves. Vayidei shekoisvin lishma, and by having in mind, I'm writing this, l'kdusha, l'shem kdusha sefer Torah, I'm writing this for the sake of Hashem. Nimshach yira, that's how the person draws yira upon themselves. Vayidei elu hashloisha sharoshin, godel v'nishlam ho'ilan hakodesh. And through these special, special roots, the tree grows, and it completes the tree, which is Emes. Shehu klal ha-Sefer Torah, which is what the entire Sefer Torah really is. It's the book of Emes. We know that Torah begins with Emes and ends with Emes. The first three words in the Torah, Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, the last letters are Emes. The last three words in creation, not the last words of the Sefer Torah, the last three words in the Bria, Asher bara Elohim la'asos, again, Emes, showing that this is what the whole Bria is really about. This is what the whole Torah is really about. It's about taking this Olam HaSheker, this Mokoim, and elevating it to Lamala Me'amokoim, elevating it to Emes. Shenasis v'nivneis miksivas ho'oisiois b'shleimus lishmo. And the way that we create this tree, this Emes, is by writing the letters, number one, number two, Bishlemus, number three, Lishma. Those are the three, we're clicking those three buttons. Shezeh Bechinas Ho'ilon, this is the tree, Bechinas Eitz Chaim, Shegodel Mishloisha Sharoshim Anakana, which grows from these three roots, as Rabbeinu Zal said over there in the story. V'alkein, Alidei Ksiva Sefer Torah, Mamshichim Alatzmoi Kedusha So'ilon Anal, and therefore, by writing a Sefer Torah, a person draws upon himself the holiness of this tree, Shehi Bechinas Ha'etz Chaim, Shehu Lemala Me'amokim, this tree which is above the concept of space, Vaydezeh Mekachin Es Hamokim. And by doing this, the Sofer is making his house, his office, his neighborhood, his city, his world, he's drawing Kedusha into it, Ad Shezoichin La'alois Lebechinas Lemala Me'amokim. And because of the holiness of the letters and the holiness of the Torah, he's rising up to that place of Lamala Me'amokoyim. Shezeh Iker Hashlemus. And that's perfection. That's completion. Shebishvilzeh Bonu La'olam. This is the reason why Hashem brought us to this world. Now, one minute, you told me 20 pages ago he gave a different reason. And then 20 pages what he gave a different reason. Which, make up your mind, which is it? It's all of these. It's all of these. Rav Nosson Zal, throughout his Sefer and all his form, show us what seems to be different reasons why Hashem made the world, and it, on a certain high level, it's all really one and the same. V'alkin tzorech kol echad lichtoif ha-Sefer Torah bi'atzmai. And this is why it's so important for each and every individual person to write a Sefer Torah for themselves, an entire Sefer Torah, that's the first choice, oy al kol ponim lahagia bo oisechod, or at least to be responsible for one letter in the Torah, ki, by filling in one letter in the Torah, even if the Sefer draws the outline of it. Ki hu bi'atzmoi tzorech lekadesh es mekoimoi ba'asher hu shom. Because each and every one of us has to be Mekadesh, the place where I am in. By attaching, by drawing and attaching the letters of the Torah to me, where I am. So that I am elevating my piece of Mokoim to Lamalam and Amokoim. So that I will be zeicha to come to that tree. In the story there in Sibur HaEzer, see, each and every person has to try to get to the tree. So each and every yid, on one hand, we're all part of one, and on the other hand, each person has an achrayus to do for to make sure he's part of it. Paragraph tes, v'alkein ein koisvin kol kisvi hakodesh el al gabi or behema v'chaya v'oiv hatohoirim. And this is why when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah or a mezuzah or anything like tefillin, you must write it on the skin, on parchment made from the skin of a kosher animal, a kosher bird. Kizeh yodua, because it's known, shemichet odom arishoyim nislapsho. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give an incredible explanation about what happened when Odom and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas and how it relates to us. Shemichet odom arishoyim nislapsho hatoiro belevushin gashmiyin. Originally, when Hashem created the world, when Hashem created the Torah, it was ruchni, it was not physical at all. It was like neshamas, it was only spiritual. As a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, that's what made it fall down, 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 to become megushim, to become, come into levushim, to come into garments, physical garments, that the Torah took on a physical shape and form. Bibchinas, as it says in the Torah, that after the eight from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem had to give Adam and Chava kosnos oyer, garments made out of leather, made out of skin, animal skins. Oyer with an ayin, kimuva bechol hasforim, as is brought in all Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, and as is brought in the Arizal's Sefer, Eitz Chaim. Ki koy demachet, listen to this, ki koy demachet, before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, Adam Arishon was able to understand the Torah in its primis, in its deepest, deepest form. Bebechinas kosnos oyer ba'alef, in the format of garments of light. Oyer with an aleph, not oyer with an ayin. Garments of light. That's what Adam was wearing before the Eitz Hadas. He was wearing garments of light. He was able to connect to the highest level light of the Torah. But after the sin, the das of Adam, it says that he taught the Malachim. Adam Arishon was teaching the Malachim about Hashem. His wife, Chava, called him Rebbe. He was a Rebbe, he was a teacher. But after the chet, the das of Adam Arishon dropped. It became Megusham. Ad she'i'ef sheloi lahasig ha-Torah, kiyem al yidei levushim gashmiyim. To the point where now it was impossible for Adam and for all of mankind to be able to understand the Torah without physical garments. Without physical garments. It has to take on shapes. The letters have to take on shapes and forms. And you have to have the crowns and the vowels. And we see the higher the level das, the more a person can doesn't need the vowels. They don't need the musical note. They know it by heart. Bechinas kosnos oyer. It took on this form of garments of leather with an iron. Umishom bo hashikha. And that's also what eventually led to forgetting coming into the world. Ki ikar hashikha machmas hagashmias. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, what causes a person to forget? The answer is, the more megushim the person is, the more physical the person is, the more materialistic the person is, the easier it is to forget. Why? Ki ruchnias eino toifes mokoim. Because something spiritual doesn't take up any place. My brain is only so big. I can only hold 1,000 pages in my brain. If I am Ruchni, if I am Ruchni and what I'm learning is Ruchni, it doesn't take up any space. 1,000 pages and 1,000,000,000 pages is the same thing. But the moment I become Gashmi, the more Megushan I become, now it becomes Gashmi, it's only limited. I can only retain so much. Person sits at a shir and they're hearing here. Person says, stop, I have to try to hold on to what you just taught me in an hour. You're going to talk for 12 hours. My mind will burst. I won't be able to hold on to it. Aval gashmias toifes mokoim. Whereas gashmias does take up place. Va'oz yeshikha. And when things take up space, then there's the problem of shikha. The person doesn't have enough room in his brain to hold on to it. As Rabbeinu Zal gives us a whole shir on this topic in Torah Kuf Yud, in Likutei Moran. There's a pasuk that says, do not allow this Sefer Torah to leave your mouth. The word yomush there means leave. And the word Yomush is also, Rabbeinu Zal says, Loshen Mamoshus. Don't make the Torah physical. Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah. Don't turn the Torah into something Gashmi. She'ikar HaShikha Machmas HaMamoshus VaHaGashmius. The main reason for forgetting is that a person gets more involved in physical, in materialism. She'toifes Mokon, which takes up space. Ayin Sham. Look over there in Torah Kuf Yud, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. And from when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's when everything became physical. To the point where we are so far from this concept of a little being able to hold a lot. We're lucky if a lot can hold a little. A person can have a big head, and he's lucky if he can hold 3 pieces of information and not forget if it's important. Mikol shkein mebechinas lamala me'amok ha'megamri. And of course, we are very, very far from lamala me'amokim. We are very mokim. I can't live here. I can't be in this place. People today all the time saying this kind of thing. Question: Adam and Chava started out as one being. Why didn't they have the same level of das and the same awareness of Hashem? Because Hashem didn't want them to. Hashem wanted Adam to be on a different level. He wanted Adam to be it's like the sun and the moon that started out equally. They're called Shnei Ma'orois Hagdolim, 2 large lanterns. And right afterwards it says, Hamo'er Hagodov, Hamo'er Hakotan. The big lantern, the sun, the small lantern, the moon. The big lantern, the man, the small lantern, the woman. These questions need a lot of study. If we continue learning, we'll get answers to all the questions. Ki betchilo yoshav ha'odom began Eden, sheshom eitz hachaim. Because in the beginning, Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden, which is the place where the eitz hachaim was. Kama shekosuv, as it says clearly in the beginning of Bereishis, the eitz hachaim b'soich hagon, shehu b'chinas ho'ilan. Now that's the tree that Rabbeinu Zal speaking about in the story there. Shehu b'chinas pnimius ha'toyrah. Another definition of what that tree is all about is it's the inner, the secrets of the Torah, the innermost, the holiest holiness of the Torah. Shehu lemala mehamokim legamri, which is completely above space. Just like Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the beginning of Torah Chof Aleph, where he says there's 2 ways a person can learn knowledge. There's the standard way. Person goes to first grade, and in first grade they teach them the Aleph Beis. And each letter takes a week till they learn Aleph, 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 then Beis, then Gimel, then Da. And then they finish the whole Aleph Beis and they think they know every, mamish, I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. Then they find out that there's Nekudos. Kometz Aleph A, Kometz Beis Ba, Kometz Gimel Ga, right? Then they learn Nekudos, and that's a whole project. And then they learn that there's Tagim on the earth. Then they learn that it's truck, there's musical notes. Mapach Pashtos, okay, how to read it. That's one way of learning, which is methodical and it takes time, isn't it? And there's something called Shefa Elokai, Rabbi Nizal says there, which is Ruach HaKodesh, which is like this Pnimius HaTorah, where Hashem can send a marble of light into a person, where the person in one shot gets what could take another person 1,000 years to learn. The Arizal said that he went to sleep for a few minutes, and he told his Talmud, Rabbi Avram Alevi, for me to share with you some of the secrets that I just learned about Bolak and Bilam, it would take me 80 years. 80 years to explain to you this. So there's this other level of knowledge which is above the concept of time and above the concept of space. V'odom hoyo kodosh. And in the beginning, Odom was holy. V'datoy zach v'ruchani moid. And his das was 100% spiritual. V'yosha b'mokon kodosh v'zach moid. And he was living in a very, very holy place. Da'ainu began Eden. Alkein im loy hoyo oichel meitz hadas, hoyo yochel b'chayov lahalois kol amakoymois v'lechloy b'b'chines l'malam amakoym. Had he not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he would have been on a level to elevate all aspects of mokoym to l'malam me'amokoym. Shehu ho'eitz chayim, which is that tree of life, shehu yosomo chel of shom, where Adam Arishon was close by, he was in the neighborhood. Achalidei chetoi nizgarish migan Eden. However, as a result of this sin, Adam Arishon was evicted from Gan Eden. V'yorad legashmiyus hamokoym. And he went down to physical, materialistic place. Vafilu hatoira huchricha litoivosoi lehislabesh belevushim gashmiyim. And even the Torah itself, for the benefit of Adam Arishon, in order for man to be able to have a shaychus to Torah, the Torah had to take on physical form. Bebechinas kosnos oir, garments of oir with an ayin, garments of leather, meaning physical garments. It had to become physical. It had to be written on parchment. It had to be ink. It had to be kedei sheyeloi ezet fisaba, so that man should be able to have some connection and some understanding of the Torah. Va'oz nisrachik meitzachayim. And then Adam Rishon became far from the Eitz HaChayim, mebchinas lamala me'amokoyim. Kama shekosuv, as it says, vayas Hashem Elokim lo'odom ole'ishtoi kosnos oyer vayalbishen. Hashem made for Adam and his wife garments of leather, and Hashem dressed them. Shemarameis alevushei ha'toyrah. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is alluding to the garments of the Torah. Adam v'ishtoi are also like the Torah, kaviyochel. Shenislapsho bebchinas kosnasor, that the Torah had to now become clothed in physical garments. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus. V'acharkach tekef mascheles haTorah ledaber ech shenizgarish migan Eden. And right afterwards, the Torah starts talking about how Adam Arishon got thrown out of Gan Eden. Kedei shelo yiga beitz hachayim, so that he shouldn't get touch and get involved in the Eitz HaChayim. Kama shekosav shom tekef, as it says right afterwards, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hashem said to the Malach, Hashem said, Hein ha'odom hoya ka'achad mimenu. Adam Arishon was like one of us. Now, he ate the Eitz Hadas, now he might go for the Eitz HaChayim, and he'll live forever. And I don't want that. Vayishalcheyu Hashem Elokim me'gan Eden. And Hashem sent Adam Arishon out of Gan Eden, Lavoy desu Adama, to work the earth. Vayigoresh es Adam, Hashem exiled Adam, Vayashkein mikedem leGan Eden es hakruvim. And Hashem placed guards at the entrance to Gan Eden. He placed these kruvim, the eslaha tacherev hamisapeches, and a sword, a double-edged sword that goes back and forth, Lishmor es derech Eitz HaChayim, which would guard the path to the Eitz HaChayim. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. Ki nisrachek me hakedusha, Adam Arishon moved away from holiness, mibechinas lamala me'amokim, from that level of lamala me'amokim, vafilu ha-Torah nislapsho bebechinas kosnasur. And as a result, the Torah had to become nislapesh in gashmius, in these garments of leather. Shehi bechinas gashmius, bechinas mokim. V'alkein is rachik megan Eden. And as a result, Gan Eden is all ruchnius. Therefore, Adam Rishon became far from Gan Eden, me'etz achayim, shulam ala me'amokim. V'alkein ato tzorech daiko lichtov es ator al gabi oyer daiko. And this is why we today have to write a Sefer Torah on oyer, leather, parchment that comes from the skin of an animal. Just like that whole story in the beginning of creation, where the oyer with an aleph got switched for an oyer with an ayin. Kedei lohovi es ha-Torah lebechinas mokoim. That the Torah had to come down to this level of mokoim, daika, kemavur leil, as we spoke about this earlier in paragraph Zion. That's what writing a Sefer Torah is all about. That we're taking this super ruchnius and attaching it to gashmius. We have to write it on leather. That's mokom. That's real mokom. Because all of this is following the major rule that we have in Sifrei Kabbalah, that when you want to correct a problem, you got to go to the source of the problem to correct it. If the problem began with changing oyer into oyer, then we have to go to the oyer and fix it over there. We have to go onto the leather, to the this animal skin. Because by writing a Sefer Torah on the skin of an animal, and bringing this holiness down into physicality, into mokoim, to the point where we could touch it with our hands, we could hold a Sefer Torah in our hands. However, don't forget there are so many halachas about how careful a person has to be when he writes a Sefer Torah. That he has to be big dusha betar, he has to go to the mikveh, he has to be a yirei shamayim. It's being written with tremendous holiness and purity, and every letter, the Sefer is being careful, he's not having a conversation with his wife or the neighbor or anything while he's writing. There are Seferim that don't talk at all when they write tefillin. They don't speak from the minute they start the parashias till the end, tainas dibur. Not to speak at all. Again, to ratch up the holiness, to take it to another level of kedusha, another level of tara, bekedusha sefer Torah, lishma, all of these things. And by doing this, we're making that parchment, we're making that place holy. Where that animal skin now is becoming a mu'at, something small, that's holding something huge. It's holding Hashem. And through this process, we go higher and higher. Until we go all the way up to that place that's above mokoim. And to go and connect with that Eitz HaChaim, that tree of life. Any questions?
When all the Bnei Yisrael fit inside, like the tree
exactly.
So then, it doesn't make it fall back.
Exactly.
It's not heavy.
Exactly.
So why would he, like this, like, if he's carrying all the load, like, doesn't weigh it?
It's true, but the answer is to us, he looks like a hunchback. When we see somebody carrying mamash, a very big thing, we think mamash, he's about to break. And then maybe when he puts it down, when we see him take it off and put it down, like it's nothing, like it's not, wow, I thought his back was breaking, and his back wasn't breaking at all. It just looked like that. He's very, very strong. That's what it is. You understand? To us, it could look like he's a hunchback, but really he wasn't. It means a person who bows to Hashem. That's what it means. A person who shows kavod to Hashem, like the Gemara says, it's also for a yid to walk like this with his head up high. A person always has to know that Hashem is in the world, and Hashem is the melech, and I'm not the melech. So I always have to walk a little bit, not with my head all the way down, but a little bit, not my head all the way up in the air, like as if I'm the melech. You understand?
Why when people saw
Orin. People between the Badim, yes.
So why didn't we look to them?
The answer is, it did. If you recall, there was a story when that at one point during the time of Dovra Melech, they went out to war against the Pelishtim, and the Pelishtim captured the Arayim, and they had it for a certain period of time, and Hashem was beating them up. They were getting all kinds of makot, and they realized they better give this back to the Yidden. So they told Dovra Melech, we want to give it back. Good, give it back. They brought it back, and they were bringing it back to Yerushalayim, and they put it on a wagon. Which was a mistake, which was a big mistake. The Aron you don't put on a wagon, you carry it on your shoulders. That was one mistake. And then Uzzah, it looked as if it was about to fall. And Uzzah jumped to try to catch it that it shouldn't fall, and he died. Because the Aron fall, are you crazy? The Aron is holding up the whole world. This is holding up the whole world, you know. It was considered a pigam that he thought that the Aron was falling.
Those times,
a wagon is fancy, it's kavod. But the horn on the, like, back in Zion, how did you carry kavod? You carry them like people hold these big things, so that's why you carry the horn with the hands. It's true, what you're saying is true, but it says in the Torah, carry it on your shoulders. If you look in Rashi, in the Navi over there, and in the Mefarshim, they say that this it was a mistake. It was a mistake. They meant well. They thought that this was ma'ot mechubad. What's more mechubad? I'm walking with it on my shoulders or on a beautiful agala, you know, that kind of thing. But still, Hashem said, "Bakosef yisol." Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. We're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. Should be zocher to tshuva shleima, that Shabbos should be full of simcha, should be full of ahava and yira. Yorei Shabbos and Simcha, b'zeichet to the Gula Shleima, b'mhira b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.